again, Judy.
Thank you, Moy Joseph.
Good morning.
很多謝師母可以喺度幫我做翻譯。
Thank you, Reverend Lau and Mrs. Lau for coming.
亦都好多謝敬拜小組喺當中用好好嘅詩歌帶領我哋進入敬拜。
And thank you, praise him, inspiring as always.
更加多謝教會牧師執事會邀請我哋夫婦二人喺呢度今日同大家一齊敬拜，一齊分享神嘅話語。
And thank you to Pastor Stan and the elders for that NCAC that you have invited us to come and share with you.
喺開始嘅時候，我想麻煩後面嘅幫我哋播一段好簡單、好短嘅一個影片。
Okay, let's look at a PowerPoint.
Okay, we've seen the
video just now.
这个是一个很简单的为越南去祈祷。
It's a simple prayer request for Vietnam.
在2009年，当我们夫妇二人 在中东完成了一个 terms 回到加拿大。
In 2009, as a couple, we finished a term in the Middle East and we came back to Canada.
我们自己有很多的计划。
And we have many plans.
但是神在当中，圣灵俾到我哋睇到另外一个异象。
But the Holy Spirit led us to see another vision.
佢俾我哋听到越南嘅呼声。
We heard the call from Vietnam.
所以我哋愿意在当中顺服圣灵嘅带领。
So we're willing to submit to the Holy Spirit's call.
虽然我哋知道在越南呢个地方，环教会系好多嘅错综复杂嘅关系。
We know there's actually a lot of problems in the Chinese church in Vietnam.
我哋听到好多唔同，从唔同嘅渠道，我哋听到好多唔同嘅声音，话呢个工场系非常嘅困难。
There are many different messages about this missions field that it's going to be tough.
所以我哋当时，我哋心里边，我哋亦都有一啲嘅恐惧惊惶。
So we were quite fearful at that time.
到底我哋要唔要去咧
？Should we go？
但系。 刚才大家所读的一段经文
But you have read the scriptures just now.
给到我很大的鼓励
It gave me a lot of encouragement.
和神的应许
And it gave me God's promises.
神的应许我们知道是永远不会落空的
We know God always fulfills his promises.
所以今天两年之后我到回来这里和大家去见面的时候
So again, 2 years, right now we come back and to share with you.
我可以很确定地跟大家说，神是信实的。
Very with much assurance that God is faithful.
在这段经文里面，我们看到当日摩西同样的被神去呼召他。
In this passage, we see that Moses was called by God.
但是摩西在当中，他亦都有很多的疑问。
He also has many questions.
去问神。
He asked God.
他想逃避。
And he tries to run away.
但是我们看到在当中有几方面我们可以学习的
But there's a few things we can learn from Moses
神怎样给他的应许
How God promised him
点样去坚固佢嘅信心。
How God confirmed his faith？
我哋喺第一段经文里边，我哋睇到喺当中，当神呼召摩西嘅时候，摩西第一个反应系咩啊
？So what was Moses' initial response when God first started calling him？
摩西话：我是谁
？His first response was Who am I？
佢睇到异象，佢唔系第一次嘅时间，佢话啊好啊，我即刻去。
He saw the vision, but he didn't respond immediately.
而佢系问咗呢一句说话：我是谁
？Who am I？
咁到底摩西系边个咧
？So who's Moses？
我哋响圣经里边，响《使徒行传》第七章第二十二节嗰度，好清楚话俾我哋听。
In the book of Acts 7:22, it says this.
响度形容摩西，佢话他学会了埃及人一切嘅学问。
It says that Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
说话行事都有才能。
And was powerful in speech and action.
是一个好好叻嘅人，系嘛
？He's actually a very smart person.
好奇怪，我哋睇到佢四十岁嘅时候，神冇响嗰个时候拣选佢成为带领出埃及，佢带领埃及人，这个以色列人出埃及嘅领袖。
But surprisingly, God didn't call him when he was at his 40s to choose him to bring the Israelites over.
当时他很厉害的，40岁是正在年盛的时候。
The age of 40 is a good age.
但是神没有使用他。
But God didn't call him at that time.
结果他因为杀了人要逃去米甸旷野。
And he was actually a murderer at that age.
去了40年。
And he went to hide from his Egyptians
for 去了四十年做乜嘢
？And why was he hiding for 40 years？
去做一个看羊嘅人。
And he was just living as a shepherd。
系一个最卑微嘅人，工作。
It's a very lowly job。
神用呢个嘅经历去磨造佢，成为一个非常谦卑嘅人。
And God tried to humble him with this experience。
所以喺呢个时候，佢睇到自己嘅不足。
So he knows of his own inadequacy.
所以他问神：我是谁啊？我点可以去做一个咁大嘅责任
？So he asked, "Who am I? I can't do this."
呢个时候我哋睇到佢真正嘅谦卑。
So now we see his humility.
我哋都有知识，系咪
？And we're all educated.
神使用我哋唔系因为我哋能有咩嘅能力。
God uses not because of whatever power we have，
乃系因为我哋愿意谦卑顺服喺神面前。
But because we're able to be humble before God，
哥林多前书同我哋讲过。
In the book of 1 Corinthians，
我们都有知识。
That we're all knowledgeable，
但知识叫人自高自大。
But knowledge can cause us to be proud，
唯有爱心能造就人。
It's only with love that we can help others.
我哋睇到主耶稣拣选门徒嘅时候，佢拣选啲咩人呢
？So what kind of disciples did Jesus choose for himself？
一啲渔夫，一啲税吏。
Fishermen, tax collectors.
圣经形容呢啲人系无知嘅小民，不学嘅小民。
The Bible says that those are ignorant and not well educated.
但系我哋睇到佢哋都有一个共通点。
But they have one common point.
就系谦卑顺服。在神面前
that they are humble and they are submissive.
因为爱主的缘故，他们愿意撇下一切跟从主。
Because they love God, they're willing to set aside everything else.
结果这班人全部都成为主所重用的使徒。
So they all became disciples used greatly by God.
所以神对摩西他的回答是什么
So how did God respond to Moses?
神说，我不是因为你有能力。
God said it's not because of whatever power you
问题不是因为你是谁
It's not because of who you are
Sorry, 我忘记了这件事问题不是因为你是谁
Okay, so the question is not who Moses is
乃是我是谁
The question is who God is.
我是神。
He is God.
神告诉摩西听，在第六节和第十五节都很清楚告诉我们听。
So in verse 15 and 16, God said very clearly.
我是你父亲的神。
I am your father's God.
是亚伯拉罕的神。
The God of Abraham.
是以撒的神。
The God of Isaac.
是雅各的神。
And the God of Jacob.
神亦都喺当中应许 呢个啊摩西。
And God promised Moses.
佢话我必与你同在。
That I shall be with you.
摩西喺当中，佢自己感觉自己能力有限。
Moses felt that he does not have.
但系神要话俾摩西听。
But God wants to tell Moses,
你个人的能力，你所遇到的环境，这个都不是问题。
Whatever circumstances or ability,
这个都不是重要。
That's not important at all.
重要的是你要知道边个差遣你去。
Most importantly, you need to know who sent you.
我们是边个呢？
Who are we?
我们很多时候，我们比如牧师邀请你们参加在教会里面去侍奉。
For example, Pastor Stan may ask you to be involved.
我哋都好叻噶，我哋一个太极高手系嘛？唔得嘅，唔得嘅，咁啊吓。但系唔系因为我哋有咩嘅能力。其实我哋能够侍奉神系我哋嘅福气。
We can serve God. It's actually a blessing.
神拣选咗你，神愿意与你同工。
That God has chosen you to work with you.
神可以拣其他人。
It's actually a blessing. God,
但是神选中你的时候，我们应该是要顺服谦卑的在神面前。
But when God chose you, we need to be submissive.
去欣然接受。
To gladly accept.
因为不是你自己有什么能力。
Because it's not your ability.
但是我们知道背后差遣我们的、使用我们的、拣选我们的是谁。
But we know who is choosing us.
是那位无所不能。
And he is the God who is all powerful.
所以我哋唔需要推让。
So we don't have to try to be.
当神呼召你，神拣选你嘅时候，我哋要愿意好谦卑嘅喺神面前去好甘心乐意嘅去接受。
When God chose you, try to accept it very willingly.
第二个问题，摩西问乜嘢咧
？Second question.
我要对佢讲乜嘢？
喺
第十三节嗰度。
What shall I say to them? What shall I tell them?
摩西在这里他也是很谦卑。
Moses is very humble.
他说我要跟他们讲什么呢
?So what shall I tell them?
神告诉我们。
God said,
他说你要告诉他们那个自有永有的打发我到你哪里来。
You have to tell them, I am who I am has sent me to you.
我们要知道哪个是 send 我们去的。
So, who's the one who sent us?
神是那位独一的真神，是由他差遣我们去。
It is the only true God who sent us.
你只管放胆去传扬我的话语。
You just have to go boldly to preach his words.
神不是要我们用高言大志去讲述圣经，讲述福音。
God did not require us to speak the gospel message with a lot of huge.
在哥林多前书二章，保罗亦都好清楚话俾我哋听。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
我喺你哋中间，我愿意你中间，你哋唔知道。
I want you to know.
我只系传主耶稣基督，传佢嘅所钉嘅十字架。
That I'm only preaching the gospel of Christ that he was crucified on the cross.
我所说嘅话，讲嘅道。
Whatever I say and whatever I preach,
不是用委婉智慧的言语，
is not with huge worldly wisdom,
那是用圣灵的大能的明证，
with the power of the Holy Spirit.
福音本是神的大能，
the gospel is the power of God,
要救一切相信的，
to save all those who believe.
不是我们的有什么的能力，
not based on our power,
不是我们说话有什么的动听，
not based on our words.
那是圣灵在当中运行。
But the power of the Holy Spirit.
撒加利亚书二章好清，四章二节好清楚话俾我哋听。
Book of Zechariah chapter 2.
主耶和华说。
So says the Lord.
非势力，非才能。
Not by power, not by might.
乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
But by my Holy Spirit.
所以我哋要相信神的灵响意响当中为我哋做一切嘅事。
We have to believe and trust that the Holy Spirit can
讲福音
work for us.
当然我们要用嘴巴去讲。
Yes, we need our lips and our mouth to speak.
我们要用嘴巴将这个完整的福音告诉人听。
We need to speak with our mouth.
但最近
the message of the gospel.
但最重要的一样东西就是要我们用我们生命去将你所讲的福音去见证出来。
But more importantly, we need to witness with our own living styles.
假如我们所讲的很动听，
even when we speak with very eloquent language，
但是我们讲的一套做的又另外一套的时候，
but then our actions are different from our words，
你估听福音你讲的人会不会信服呢？
Are people going to listen to you？
这个反而可能是成为他信福音信耶稣的一个绊脚石。
You may actually become people's hindrance。
我们知道基督教其实是一个生命传递的宗教。
We know that Christianity is about life。
神要我们用我们的生命去见证出来。
God requires us to use our life to change life。
我们跟人讲话我们信主是有几好。
We tell people, oh, how good it is to be a Christian。
但是我们的生命我们有没有将圣灵的果子活出来呢？
But are you living out the fruits of the Holy Spirit in your life？
在香港有一间的羊福铺，好，如果我这样的年纪的人应该都听过的。
There is a very famous tailor shop in Hong Kong。
我不要讲他的名
字。Name undisclosed。
他在当中做广告说我做衣服，我度啲同你度身订做，是做得很好的，很贴身的。
They have advertisements about their tailorship, their craftsmanship, and how great their.
当你去做嘅时候咧，佢一样系同你量身度做。
So they take your measurement when you go to the tailor.
但系当你去攞衫嘅时候
，So when you go get your suit,
原来佢只有三个 size.
They only have three sizes.
大、中、细。
A small, medium, and large.
所以着起上嚟系咪好啱身啊
？So does it?
应该唔会啦，系嘛
？No.
所以当时有一句的俗语取笑他的话，
so someone actually laughed at them.
讲一套做的又是一套。
That they don't do what they say.
所以有些人呢就用他的羊福铺的名字讲出来了，就大家都会是这个有一个understanding。
So the tailor shop was a classic example of someone who says one thing and do another thing.
就讲嘅一套，做嘅一套。
You say one thing and you do something else.
我哋唔好咁样。
So don't be like that.
神要我哋用我哋嘅生命去将佢嘅道见证出嚟。
God wants us to live out His words.
我哋要忠实嘅去讲神嘅道。
And we have to be faithful in preaching.
更加重要嘅，神愿意我哋用我哋嘅生命去将佢嘅道。是见证。
But more importantly, God wants us to live out His words in our lives.
成为别人的祝福。
To become people's blessing.
第三个问题，摩西问什么呢？
So what's the third question that Moses asked God about?
他说我数日是，数日不是能言的人。
He said, I'm slow of speech.
我本是绝口笨舌的。
I'm not eloquent.
在第四章的第十节开始。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
到底摩西是不是绝口笨舌？
was he really slow in speech?
刚刚提到《使徒行传》第七章那里讲到什么？
So what have we read from Acts chapter 7?
他学会了埃及人一切的学问，是吧？
That he was actually very educated.
说话行事都有才能。
That he is powerful in speech and in deed.
所以他是不是一个绝口笨舌的人？
So was he slow
in speech? 当然不是啦，但是当他这样讲的时候，其实他是在当中想逃避这个的责任。
But when he said that, he was trying to run away from his duty.
他说我绝口笨舌，我怎么跟法老讲道理啊？
I'm not eloquent, how am I going to preach to Pharaoh?
听起上来好像有道理，很有道理，是吧？
So that makes sense, doesn't it?
但是我们看到在圣经里面，神怎样去回复这个摩西？
So how did God reply?
神在当中斩钉截铁的跟他说，
God said without regret，
谁造人的口呢？
Who gave man his mouth？
我必赐你口才，
I will give you the speech，
指教你所当说的话，
I will tell you what to say。
神再一次重申他是一个什么人，什么的神？
God reaffirmed him who God is。
他是全能的造物主，
He is the all-powerful creator.
一切都是他所创造的。
Everything was created by him.
问题，这个摩西所问的问题根本不是问题，是吗？
Moses' question is no question at all.
因为神可以为你解决一切的问题，
Because God can solve all your problems.
你有问题，有困难，神会为你解决。
If you have a problem, God can help you solve it.
你有困难，神为你解决。
When you have a problem, God can help.
你有需要，神会为你预备。
When you have needs, God can provide.
响圣经亦都吓。在路加福音十二章十二节
Book of Luke 12:12
主耶稣都跟他的门徒说
Jesus said to his disciples
因为 正在那时候圣灵要指教你所说的话
During that time the Holy Spirit will teach you what to say
圣灵会指教你所说的话
The Holy Spirit will teach you what you have to say
不是我们有什么口才
It's not because of the eloquency.
乃是圣灵，乃是神在当中引导我们，指教我们，教我们去讲嘢。
But the Holy Spirit will teach you what to say.
我在过去的这个宣教的旅程里面
in my past journey in the missions field,
都经历过好几次这样的情况。
I have many experiences like that.
当我不懂去讲嘢的时候。
When I don't know what to say,
当我遇到很多麻烦很多困难的时候
when I'm faced with
我不知道怎样解决
and I don't know how to solve it,
但是圣灵却在当中引导我们
the Holy Spirit,
我们知道这些说话不是我自己所说的
we know those words are not from us,
那是圣灵去教我去说
but given to us by the
为我去解决这些本来很棘手很麻烦的事情
helping me solve something that is too great and difficult for me.
所以神话给摩西听
so God told Moses,
你不要怕困难
Don't be afraid of difficulty.
你不要用这些做借口
Don't use those as excuses.
神他说我会帮你去解决
God said, I will help you.
在适当的时候神会赐给你有不同的恩赐
At the right time, God will give you the right gift.
我们当愿意踏出一步去侍奉神的时候
When we're willing to step out to follow God.
我相信我们没有一个人我们可以够胆说自己有了所有的恩赐是吗
I don't think any one of us would say I have all the gifts
但是当你愿意侍奉神的时候
But when you're willing to serve God
我们知道恩赐是谁给我们的
We know who gives us gifts to serve
恩赐是圣灵随己意去分给我们
That the, our spiritual gifts are given to us by the Holy Spirit
神给我们恩赐的作用是什么
So why did God give us gifts?
是叫我们可以去为神作工
So that we can serve God
完成神托付给我们的使命
To complete the task that he's given us
所以我们不需要担心
So we don't have to worry
在宣教的工场里面
In missions
我们更加是可以在当中经历很多这些的故事
We experience a lot of God's work.
经历圣灵与我们同工
We experience the Holy Spirit working.
所以我们不需要怕
So you don't have to be afraid.
神他是愿意使用我们
God partners with us.
与我们同工
Working with us.
神很乐意使用我们一些甘心乐意侍奉的人
God partners with those who are willing to work with him.
所以最重要在这里我们在摩西的身上我们学习到什么
So in Moses, what could we learn?
我们知道哪个是差派我们的
We know who's the one who sent us
神要我们以生命去见证
God wants us to witness the gospel with our life
神也都会赐我们不同的恩赐去侍奉完成他的使命
And God will provide gifts to fulfill his mission
在200年前
200 years ago
马礼逊他当他要准备去中国去传福音的时候
Morrison was preparing himself to go to China
在船上有人问他你去中国做什么
On the boat someone asked him Why are you going to China?
他说我去中国传福音
I'm going to China to preach the gospel
这个人很轻视地看着马礼逊
So thisperson looked down on Morrison.
他说你就凭你
Just you?
就可以叫这个中国这个顽石点头吗
You want to change China?
但馬禮遜笑笑口告訴他聽，
But Morrison just answered with a smile.
憑我絕對不可以。
No, if it's just me, absolutely not.
但是我們的神他可以。
But God, yes, he can.
沒錯，在兩百年前馬禮遜很辛苦，他沒辦法可以做到很多很多的事。
200 years ago, Morrison could not accomplish a lot.
但是我們看看今天的中國。
But look at China today.
兩百年後開花結果。
200 years right now, it's very fruitful.
基督教在中國大陸是發展得很快。
Christianity is booming in China.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神俾我哋应许系永远唔会落空嘅。
God's promises will always be fulfilled。
响结束嘅时候，我哋用一节嘅经文同大家彼此去激励。
As a conclusion, I'd like to encourage you.
约书亚记一章九节，大家好熟嘅一段一节嘅经文。
Joshua 1:9。
你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
Be strong and courageous.
也不要惊惶。
Do not be afraid.
因为你无论往哪里去。
Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God,
耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Will be with you, wherever you go.
所以今天假如以后牧师或者是一些长执邀请你去参加侍奉的时候，
so if church leaders try to persuade you,
我们不需要怕。
Don't be afraid.
假如神给你一个呼召，叫你去向海外传福音。
If God gave you a calling to go overseas,
我们更加不需要怕。
Don't be afraid.
因为不是靠你自己的能力去做。
Because it's not by your own might.
乃是神去圣灵自己去工作。
But the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们只是一个有一个的恩典，有一个福气，被神拣选我们去同他同工。
We are blessed when we are chosen by God to partner with him.
我们看见我们外面很多很多失丧的灵魂。
We see a lot of lost souls outside.
我们今天是不是愿意只是坐在这里，我们享受神给我们的恩典
呢？ Are you turning a blind eye?
抑或我们愿意将神给我们的恩典是成为别人的祝福？
Or do you want to become a channel of God's blessing to others?
所以我们不要只是闭住自己的眼睛。
So don't just live.With a blind eye.
在过去的两年，
in the past 2 years,
我们去到越南的时候，
when we arrived in Vietnam,
我们实在是战战兢兢，
we were actually very fearful.
但是我们实在是看到神的信实，
but we saw God's faithfulness.
神在当中为我们开路，
God opened many doors for us.
让我们可以在当中很喜乐的好有满足感的去侍奉
他。We can serve with joy and satisfaction.
今天我们在这里，我们夫妇二人在这里同样的一起去见证，同大家一起去分享神过去两年在越南这个地方他怎样去赐福给越南的教会。
So as a couple, we're both here today to share with you how God has blessed the church.
神给很多的机会我们参与当地的侍奉。
And God has given us many opportunities to serve the church there.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给我们的神。
We want to give God all the glory he deserves.
在以下我有一段很简单的一些的幻灯。
And we have a PowerPoint to share with you.
跟大家分享越南的事工。
About the ministries in Vietnam.
这里大家看到越南的交通是非常的凌乱。
The traffic is crazy there.
One way 的路可以四方面的车都会行嚟。我
哋
第一初咗去到头嗰几个月，我同师母两个去过马路嘅时候，往往需要五分钟以上嘅时间先可以过到马路。
When we first arrive, it often takes us about 5 minutes.
我哋好多时取笑话啊，我哋每一日都要经好似嘅过约旦河咁。
We often say, "Oh, it's like crossing the Jordan."
是凭信心去过呢啲咁复咁乱嘅路啊。
That we make a step of faith every day.
喺呢度好多时会见到呢啲咁嘅情景啊。
This is everyday life.
一架电单车坐两个人就好普通啦，系嘛？可以最多坐8个人嘅。
So 8 people may be the limit on a bike.
我哋喺嗰边都系坐 BMW。
It's actually BMW that we ride on.
B 系咩咧
？What is B?
Bus.
Bus.
M 系咩咧
？An M.
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
W.
And W.
Walk. 呢个系我哋嘅 BMW。
And that's our BMW.
我哋每一日喺幾十度天氣嗰度好熱啦，都嚇三今年特別熱，三十幾度。
It's a very hot country.
三十七、三十八度。
37, 38.
咁要行都幾咩幾
？It makes walking very difficult.
Very difficult. 喺嗰度胡志明市，我哋服侍嘅城市。
We serve in the Ho Chi Minh City.
其實基督教已經傳咗喺嗰度超過九十年啦。
Christianity has been there over 90 years.
是当时朱醒云牧师是去到那里做第一个的宣教士。
There's a pastor Chu who was the first missionary there.
90年之后今天。
90 years.
胡志明市经过1975年解放了之后。
The city, Hu Chi Minh City, was liberated.
佢華人大概嘅population 係80人，八十萬人。
population 800,000。
有啲人話超過100,000。
Maybe over a million。
而當地有8間嘅華人教會。
And there are 8 Chinese Christian churches。
而呢8間華人教會其實就係喺解放之前已經有㗎啦。
And they were actually there before the liberation。
所以最後生嗰間教會其實都有超過將近50年。嘅歷史，但係因為解放咗之後，好多嘅華人嘅傳道人被迫離開咗。
But at that time, a lot of Chinese pastors had to leave.
所以只有剩翻兩個嘅女傳道人留喺嗰度。
So only two lady pastors were left.
去服侍呢八間嘅教會。
To search the eight churches.
所以我哋為到呢兩位嘅女傳道感恩。
So we're very thankful.
佢哋奉獻咗佢哋一生喺當中去服侍華人。
They committed their entire life.
如果唔係佢哋嘅話，呢八間華人教會已經係消失咗嘅。
If not for these two ladies, these eight churches would not be.
喺今日嘅呢八間教會裏邊。
Today in these eight churches.
大概的会众是不够2000人。
It's less than 2,000 in congregation.
我们可以知道看到那个的比例是几低几低。
We see it's a very low ratio.
所以神呼召我们过到去那边去侍奉这八间教会。
God called us to serve the eight churches.
所以我们不是 engage 下去任何一间。
So we're not engaged to any one single church.
我们只是去配合八间堂会不同的发展。
We try to meet the needs of the eight different churches.
我们的意象是第一样，就是希望是提升当地华人的信徒的灵命。
To develop the believer's spiritual lives.
第二就是在当中是鼓励一些年轻人去投身去做一个全职的传道人。
Encourage young adults to commit.
因为假如我们要直堂的话，如果没有传道人是没办法。
If we have to do church planting, we need new workers.
第三方面是我们为到当地这八间华人教会去联合做一些联合事工。
Thirdly is to.
可以同心去发展这个基督福音。第四方面就是直堂。我们希望这八间堂会里面配合他们去鼓励他们去直堂。在两年后的今
天，
我们在当中支持和侍奉的教会的事工有以下这些。
These are the ministries that has
我哋喺八间堂会里边分别被邀请去讲道啦、培灵会啦，同埋一啲报道会。
We were preaching in different meetings, evangelical meetings.
佢哋非常保守传统。
They are very traditional.
佢哋嘅报道会系好多教会咧，都系每个礼拜六晚都有报道会。
They have gospel meetings every Saturday evening.
所以我哋而家去到。開始幫他們改變一些觀念。
We start to change some of the concepts.
報道不是只是報道會。
That when they try to preach the gospel, it's not just for preaching.
是很多不同的方法。
That we preach the gospel not only by the meetings, but with different methods.
所以有些教会开始接纳去改变。
So some churches are slowly changing.
咁喺团契分享咯。
And we also share in fellowships.
佢哋嘅团契同我哋嘅团契都系有啲唔同嘅。
It's quite different from what we have here.
佢哋嘅团契就好似国内嘅团契所谓一样差唔多。
It's kind of like mainland China.
其实都系另外一个嘅讲道。
The fellowship is also another time.
所以佢哋一日星期日有主日崇拜，朝头早，下昼就系团契，亦都系听另外一堂道。
So they have a sermon on the Sunday worship in the morning, and then in the afternoon in the fellowship they have yet.
我哋而家有喺当中开始希望可以改变到。
So we want to change that too.
我哋喺当中同佢哋系做一啲嘅小组组长嘅培训。
We're trying to find small group leaders and to train them.
希望佢哋改變到。
So they can slowly.
其實有兩間教會而家開始轉變。
Couple churches that are changing.
另外，正話我啱講過，如果我哋要發展直堂嘅話，我哋一定要有工人。
Also, if we need to do church planting, we need to have new workers.
所以我哋同喺個神學教育方面，我哋都喺當中做一啲嘅配合。
So we try to encourage theology education.
喺2001年。越南的神学院再重新去成发展。
In the year 2001, the Vietnam Seminary.
因为1975年之后解放咗之后，越南之前的神学院被政府没收了。
Since the year 1975, the seminary that was there was actually.
所以在2001年的时候，佢重新开放。
So in 2001, it reopened.
咁我哋喺当中喺过去呢两年，我哋都有鼓励一啲嘅年青人去读神学。
So we try to encourage young adults to
study. 呢两相片呢两个年轻嘅姊妹就系我哋过去鼓励佢，咁同埋佢哋啱今年考入咗神学院。
These two young ladies just enrolled themselves in seminary.
咁佢哋都送咗一个嘅亲手织嘅十字报绣俾我哋。
And they made a handmade cross stitch for us.
我哋喺经费上都有支持佢哋喺去读神学。
We support their tuition in the seminary.
喺嗰度亦都佢哋即系华人教会里边有一个联合事工。
There's also a joint ministry from the Chinese churches.
佢哋就系有一个叫做圣经基础班，系俾一啲平信徒领袖同埋一啲平信徒去读嘅。
It's for lay people or group leaders to study.
系四年一次，四年嘅课程。
It's offered as a four-year course.
每年咧就有五个科目去教授。
There's five courses offered.
两个月开一次，两个月开一次。
Every 2 months.
每次系好密集嘅一个礼拜。
And every 2 months they have an intense weekend.
咁我都有被邀请去喺当中参与侍奉。
I was also asked to minister to them.
佢哋嘅学员而家有90人至到130人之间。
There's between 90 to 300 students.
好感恩，好多人去读。
And we're thankful many students are enrolled.
另外一方面就系我哋而家同神学院倾紧。
And also, we're in discussion with the seminary.
我哋配合呢个我哋世界华宣团契。
We want to be in collaboration with CAWI.
CAWF. CAWF. CNMA World Fellowship. Sorry. 咁喺世界唔同嘅地區嘅華人宣道會，華人聯會，佢哋都嘅唔同嘅神學院，華人神學院，佢哋都好有心去配合當地嘅發展。
They try to help with the local ministry.
所以我哋同當地神學院嘅院長傾下。可唔可以喺當中開一啲華人嘅神學班？
So we try to open more Chinese courses there.
係佢哋政府同埋神學院承認嘅。
that are recognized by both the seminary and the
doctorate. 而佢哋畢咗業之後，可以服侍翻華人教會。
So after they graduate, they can.
因為呢個係好需好大好大嘅需要。
Because there's a huge need there.
啊，為我哋呢件事去祈禱。
Please pray for this.
在當中，我哋亦都鼓勵八間唔同嘅教會去開辦一啲中文義學。
We also encourage the eight churches to have free Chinese classes.
呢啲中文班係接收一啲未信主嘅，同埋佢哋想學中文嘅一啲年青嘅朋友。
So we can reach out to those who want to learn Chinese.
通過呢啲中文班
，and through these Chinese courses,
我哋可以鼓勵啲小朋友去翻主日學。
We can encourage the children to participate in Sunday school.
而我哋都定期嘅做一啲嘅活動，係俾啲家長。
And we also have regular activities for their parents.
成為佢哋去翻教會嘅一個橋梁。
So we can build a bridge for them to come to church.
亦都喺當中，我哋鼓勵教會去直堂同埋宣教。
We also encourage the churches to do short-term missions and to do church.
喺當地蘇姑娘嘅呢個宣道會。他已經在啱今年在呢度買了一個新的地方。
There's a new building in one of the CNMA churches.
他哋希望在當中係一個新嘅直堂計劃。
They hope to have a church planting there.
咁而家係申請同政府申請緊個 license.
And they're applying for a license from the government.
如果 license 落咗嚟嘅時候，就可以正式喺嗰度聚會。
When they get the license, they can have official meetings.
咁佢哋都有同我哋講過，邀請我哋，如果佢開始嘅時候，去喺當中協助佢哋去發展。
And they also invited us to help their establishment.
另一個堂阿鄭姑娘嘅，佢呢個嘅
another
pastor 鄭佢亦都有一個新嘅直堂計劃。
There's also another planting project.
係呢啲計劃都係離開胡志明市嘅。
And these are outside the who.
讲喺另外一个嘅地方，美拖呢个地方。
City,
大家都食过美拖粉啦，吓，就系呢个地方啦。
Okay, make famous noodles.
但系我哋去嗰度食嗰啲美拖粉，同我哋喺呢度食嘅美拖粉系好唔同啊。
Of course, the local noodles are different from what you get here in
California. 呢度啲牛肉靓好多。
You get better grade beef.
嗰度嗰啲好硬嘅。
Yeah, the beef was not as
good. 因为佢哋用嗰啲耕田嗰啲大水牛。
From
当啲大水牛退役嘅时候，就要嚟食噶。
Retired buffalo。
咁我哋都去到柬埔寨金边呢个地方去点算。
We also have STM to Cambodia。
带领当地嗰啲教会嘅弟兄姊妹去俾佢哋学习去点算。
And to lead them and encourage them and to serve in STM。
我哋都去到河内呢、这个越南嘅首都。
We're also in the capital city of Vietnam, Hanoi.
嗰度亦都有一個華人團契。
Chinese Christian Fellowship.
喺當中，我哋被邀請去協助佢哋發展。
We're invited to help their growth.
我哋都去到一啲難民營嗰度發展福音事工。
Refugee to preach the gospel.
呢就係以前喺紅高棉時代，喺呢個柬埔寨翻逃到去越南嘅。
These are refugees who escaped from Cambodia to Vietnam.
咁佢哋裏邊都有啲華人。
And there's also some Chinese there.
所以我哋都去到嗰邊協助佢哋。你睇到佢哋住嘅地方非常簡陋。
So we went to visit, and they live in very poor conditions.
我哋都有去到山上高嗰啲山包嘅地方。
We also went up to the mountains to see the tribe.
佢哋非常窮嘅，亦都係。
They're also very poor.
我哋中國有56個民族。
In China, we have 56 different tribes.
喺越南，你估係有幾多咧
？So how many do we have in Vietnam?
54個。
54。
一個咁細嘅地方，但係有54個唔同嘅民族。
Such a small country, you have 54 different tribes.
这个华委会我们很感恩，我们去到的时候，去年在2010年的年尾见证到他们去成立。
We saw the establishment of the Vietnam Chinese Christian Church Association.
这个华委会就是好像类似我们这里的华联会。
This is kind of like the Chinese churches.
他们可以在当中有一个的联合。
So they have joint ministries.
这个非常不容易。
And this is not easy.
因为在之前他们真的 falling apart.
Because they were falling apart.
大家彼此之间他们 不会去、
They were very split at that time.
在这个联合事工里面我们参与他们的开会啊参与他们他们都要很感我们很感恩他们邀请我们去参与的时候接受我们给他的意见。
They invited us to the pastoral meetings in the committee and they are very accepting.
所以希望藉着这个华委会可以真真正正同心合意兴旺福音。
So we hope that by going to this meeting, we can encourage them to bring.
另外一样感恩的事情就是在当中，在藉着华委会，我们去这个编印这个中文和粤文的圣经。
And we were also financially helping to print Chinese Vietnamese Bible.
因为很多的年轻一代，就好像这里的年轻一代，他们只是懂英文，这里，他们那边呢，只是懂越南话。
The younger generation can only read Vietnamese.
他们不太明白中文
and they don't understand Chinese.
所以我们就有中越对照的圣经
so we have Chinese Vietnamese.
现在暂时只是新约
right now it's only New Testament.
希望是旧约可以编印成
so hopefully Old Testament will come out soon.
为这件事祈祷
so please pray for this.
栽培的事工
discipleship.
我们在当中正话我们所讲有两间的教会其实我们开始的时候去年的时候我们是一间和我们做一个小组长的培训发展小组的模式。
One of the two churches we serve in started from a small group leaders training.
咁好感恩喺今年嘅一月，另外一间教会佢睇见有啲嘅果效，咁所以佢哋今年亦都邀请我哋去帮佢哋培训一啲嘅小组组长。
And the second church saw that, and they also invited us to do the small group leaders training.
有另外主日学嘅培训。
Sunday school training.
佢哋嘅主日学同我哋嘅主日学嘅观念亦都系有啲唔同。
Their concept of Sunday school is very different from us.
在当中我们发现因为那里的华人同胞是非常保守。
We find that the Chinese there are very traditional.
所以如果要一些好像我们这样的年纪的人去改变我们的观念是非常困难。
So for mature adults to change their way of thinking, it's more difficult.
所以我们我和师母两个就是专注在去年开始我们专注在青少年的事工
so Simo and I try to work with the youth
神也都为我们开路
and God has opened this door
这帮年轻人不觉得我们是老饼
young people in the picture they don't see us as that old
他们都很乐意的跟我们一起去同工
They are willing to let us join them.
所以我们去将一些新的观念去发展的 VBS 咯。
So we instill new concepts like VBS.
这个就是去年的 VBS 那个的情况。
That's last year's VBS.
那另外在不同的教会里面我们有对针对年轻人我们跟他有个小组查经。
And then we have youth Bible study groups.
我们在查经的时候是去将一些新的观念给到他们。
And we try to give them some new ideas and concepts.
那我们每个礼拜我们都会跟他们去查定期的去查经。
Each week we meet for Bible study.
现在有三间的教会是年轻人是愿意去学习。
And we have youth ministry in three different churches now.
参加不同的教会的营会青年营会
There's also youth camps
他们都很其实很 creative 的他们其实是
好
的引导的话他们是会是很听话的
They just need good guidance
有的参加的婚礼要婚前婚后的辅导等等
Premarital and postmarital counseling
年丧礼
Funerals
在过去的两年神给了我们这么多的机会去侍奉祂。
God has given us many opportunities in the last two years,
我们非常感恩。
And we're very thankful.
这个不是我们的能力。
This is not by our might.
乃是我们去见证神的圣灵的工作。
But we saw the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以在当中我们鼓励大家。
So we encourage each and everyone.
当神嘅呼召临到你嘅时候，
when God's calling come upon you,
我相信每一个人都有神嘅呼召俾你，
系
好唔同。不管要你喺本地，或者系喺跨呢个近文化或者跨文化，
whether it's local, overseas, or cross culture,
只要你愿意顺服。神就会使用你，
唔
系我哋有咩嘅能力。
It's not by your might.
所以呢个系我哋嘅要求，大家代祷嘅项目。
So here we bring you some prayer items.
我会将呢啲 items 俾文牧师。
Be given to Pastor Stan.
好多谢过去大家嘅好多方面嘅支持。
Thank you all for your support.
你哋嘅祷告，你哋嘅金钱嘅支持。
Your prayers and your financial support,
令到我哋夫妇二人能够可以无后顾之忧嘅去到远方，我哋一齐彼此配搭去侍奉。
That Simo and I can serve.
我哋都带咗一啲嘅代祷卡啊，放喺后边啊，文牧师嗰度啊。如果大家有负担嘅话，可以攞一张翻去啊，你为我哋祈祷，祈祷系非常重要。
Prayer cards are in the foyer. Please take one as you go.
愿意神赐福俾你哋。为我们祈祷，为这个越南宣教的工场去奉献。
Pray for us, pray for Vietnam and give to Vietnam.
或者组织短宣队过来，我们一起同工。
STM to Vietnam.
愿神得着他当得的荣耀。
May all glory be to God.